On the hotline is Aditi Kinkabwala, and she is brought to you by Bet365. Good afternoon, Aditi. I will admit to you that we are talking now at a point in my in the last 6 years where I have not felt this optimistic about the Steelers as I do right this second. I am finally ditching my cynical kind of view on this team based on what I've seen these last couple of weeks.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Good.
And the reason I am, and that leads to a question, don't worry. I just wanted to get an initial response. The reason is I am actually buying what their offense is selling for the first time in a long time, probably about that long, because they can actually take chunks of yardage easily. What is your reaction to what you've seen them be able to do with Russell Wilson these 2 weeks?
I mean, it's certainly opened the offense up more. And this is... I hate to sound like this person who's like, I've been saying this, but I've been saying that Arthur Smith is going to give you an actual functioning NFL offense that each week will seize upon the vulnerabilities of the opponent and take advantage of whatever assets you yourself have available. And I think we've seen him do that every single week. Even when Justin Fields, or especially when Justin Fields, however you want to say it, even when Justin Fields was under center. So this is a further progression. You also are getting to a point in the season where you're expecting everybody to play a little bit better, and we're seeing that. So I think that with Russell Wilson in there, you've been able to see the Steelers open up things a little bit more, take advantage of some more things, but you've also seen certainly better output, better effort, better forcefulness from Najee Harris. It's all of these things in play, or it's all connected in some way. So I can understand that. And I think you should also feel optimistic, because look at the AFC right now. The AFC is wild.
It's a wasteland in some places. It's weird. Well, here's how I look at their schedule, because we all talked about their gauntlet of a schedule, Aditi, on post-bye week, like the way it's shaped up. Everyone thought the Commanders before the season started might be a little respite. Now they look very tough because of Daniels. The sure. Browns look slightly tougher now because they're getting competent quarterbacking, or at least they did from Jameis last week, and yep. Obviously pulled off a big upset. The Ravens look tough, but we know their defense has struggled. The Bengals, I have no idea what to make of, other than they had to win that Philly game, I thought, and they got absolutely trounced. So... It is very strange. You expect AFC North football to bring defense and physicality, and yet the three teams they're going to play in their division for six games, none of them are playing particularly good defense, and they're all kind of oddly inconsistent other than Baltimore's offense.
Well, now let's see, right? Because I don't know that 2 weeks. We got excited when the Bengals played 2 weeks of good defense, and then it all fell apart. And you wonder if that second week of good defense was against the Browns, which at the time, with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, was still this completely dysfunctional offense. But the Browns, we've now seen for 2 weeks, play good defense and play the defense that we've expected them to play, and kind of finally seem to forge their identity a bit. But of course, Denzel Ward suffered what we believe is his sixth reported concussion. So who knows how long he's out. And JOK, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who is the middle of their defense, who's that linebacker that wears the headset helmet, I don't know how long he's out for. So how does that affect that defense? But I would argue that at least the Browns defense has been playing better. And I think with Jameis Winston now, and with Nick Chubb getting healthier, the Browns should go back to being that physical offense too, as opposed to all the empties and the RPOs and the things they were trying to run for Deshaun Watson.
Aditi, when you look at the AFC, you just said it's kind of topsy-turvy.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you just take stock of the conference. Right this second, where do you think the Steelers slot in as far as like who is definitively better than them through this point in the season, and who do you think they're ahead of, or where do you think they would slot in that kind of higher-end pecking order?
I still like the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens. You know, it's so hard. Because
are they better than the Texans right now? Because I know Stroud was good last year, and very good last year. But that team I have defended in Houston, I mean, I've said they've won without their best. But I'd feel a lot better than I would have in years past about the Steelers playing a team like that in a playoff situation, just because I feel like the Steelers could score with them.
Sure. It's so hard right now, you know, and that's kind of crazy because we're almost at the midway point of the season. Why don't we have a better handle on certain teams? You know, in some ways I feel like, okay, maybe I trust Lamar Jackson as a quarterback and can put a whole team on his back more than I do either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Maybe I trust Josh Allen more. But I also think that the Steelers' defense can play at a level and can generate turnovers at a level that very, very few defenses can. So does that sort of mitigate the fact that I don't think the Steelers' quarterback, whoever it is in whatever particular game, is necessarily in the same conversation as Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and even, let's say, a Joe Burrow? I don't know. I don't feel that strongly right now. But I would say this, like, ride the excitement. You know, like, if you're feeling really good about this team, that so beats the alternative. I mean, I was just saying to you guys, like, be excited about a win. What was it, 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago, where I was like, oh my goodness, what is all this gloom and doom? Like, be pumped. Isn't it fun?
Are they a pretty obvious playoff team to you?
Like, you have a team that can score?
Are they a pretty clear, obvious playoff team to you? Because I actually, my big thought is they're a team that I'm no longer holding to the I hope they can find a way to win a playoff game standard. I feel like they could actually give teams problems because they can get instant offense here.
I mean, I think in the playoffs, so much is about your defense. And so they can give teams problems because of their defense, for sure. I mean, unless there's a complete and total collapse, how are they not a playoff team right now? They're in the driver's seat. They lead their division. They're playing good ball. They're playing well at home.
Is this...
And they're, you know what? And again, I've said this to you before, too. We sometimes get way too wrapped up in style points. And we do too much of this, like, well, if Daniel Jones hadn't fumbled, then what could have happened?
They're not winning the way I want them to win.
If Kyle Hamilton hadn't dropped that interception or that sure interception from Jameis Winston, if, you know, like, well, whatever, that's not what happened. And so, like, who cares if you win ugly? Who cares if you win, you know, lucky? Good teams get lucky. That's what happens. And it's not like we can go back and relitigate whether there should have been a penalty on Calvin Austin's punt return TD. Like, good teams find a way to win.
Aditi, before I let you go, the Yankees finally found a way to win. I know you are a Yankees fan growing up in that area. What is your reaction to those fans who tried to rip the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove?
I don't like that at all. I think it's so classless. And I think it's such a terrible reflection on, you know, like, again, like, you want to... You don't want to win by cheating.
Well, guess what? Those guys aren't going to be able to contribute to a winning effort because they've been told if they try to get into the game tonight at any gate using any tickets, they will be arrested. So,
good. Don't you feel like that's how it should be? There should be some sort of consequences?
Yes, I do, actually, and I'm glad this happened. I'm glad that it happened originally, but I'm glad they're being punished. I just wanted to make sure that your Yankee fandom would not override your good sense, and I'm very proud that it didn't, Aditi, and that you gave a very, very upstanding answer to this question.
Probably going to get in trouble, because every time I say that I don't love a particular type of fan behavior,
the tri-state area, they call it out there. They were that, like, Connecticut, Long Island, North Jersey equivalent of, and I know you're from Jersey, but they were jag-offs, Aditi. You can say it.
All right, on that note, I think
Bye
you know
now.
Exactly how I feel.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Aditi.
Have fun, my friend. Okay.